You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Better is one day in your court than a thousand elsewhere. It's about 3 years, One day, just one day with Jesus. Better than 3 years of anything else you can do. One day with the Lord. Just drink it in from heaven. The presence of the Lord's in this place. He is the message. He's everything. Whatever you need is found in Him. Whatever you need is found in Jesus. Don't overcomplicate it. It's all about Jesus. He is everything. He is our everything. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. We worship you, Jesus. We put our eyes on you right now. Let our focus be upon you. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes. Just worship Him. No need to rush this time. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. No need to rush. What's the rush? We worship you, Lord. We put our eyes on you. Yeah. Just cry out, sing to the Lord, whatever you want to do, pray. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move. Like a rushing mighty wind, move across this place. Move across the airwaves. That we don't leave here the same. Let us be forever changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Let us never be the same. You are our everything. Lord, have your way. Fall fresh on us tonight. We're not just here just to be here. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace. Thank you for the anointing of God that destroys every yoke, every stronghold, every bondage. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing, destroying anything right now that's not of you. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. How are you going to make it every day? Economy, pressure, joy, fullness of joy. Let our focus be on you right now, Father. Let our focus be on you. That we put our focus upon you. That we live to please you. That we live to please you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. I believe in what God's doing here. I believe in what God's doing in the state of California and America. We trust in Him. We don't trust in what we can do, what's going on. But the news is saying we trust in God and we do what He tells us to do and we stay filled up, full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. That we stay stirred up. That we live to please Him. That we live in a place, I will please the Father. He's very well pleased. Hallelujah. If you please the Father, you're going to please your wife. You're going to be pleasant to be around. You don't have to try anything. Thank you for tonight, Lord. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. California prayer meeting. Thank you, Elijah. Awesome job. He always does an awesome job. It's dangerous with him. If he traveled with me, I would he'd play the whole time. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. California prayer meeting. Thank you guys so much for coming, being a part, supporting us. And what God has called us to do. It's not a one-man thing. We got people here gathering and people watching online as we're praying and believing, just having a time with the Lord. And just praying and believing for the state of California. Just saying, no, Lord, your hand's on this state. Why? Why? Why do we do it? Because we've seen what God's done with this state before. We see how beautiful the state of California is. There's nothing like the state of California. I was just recently with a very awesome man of God. We were at lunch. He was talking to me, and he said, you know, I really like the state of California. He said, I would endure some things to live in that state. He said, I used to give people a hard time, you know, but hey, there's nothing like the state of California. And he goes, it's amazing what a group of people have done to that state, because there's no other state like California that has the resources like California, the beauty of California, the prosperity like California, and how the enemy has tried to choke that out. But as long as we are here, people of faith, we're going to fight. We're going to contend. We're not going to move to Texas, move to Florida. That'd be nice. I was one day looking at houses in Florida. I'm like, no. California, it's tempting. What you avoid, the enemy will invade. And I truly believe that a lot of the body of Christ, a lot of believers have avoided California, avoided Hollywood. Not that you have to be this great next movie star, but people of prayer, praying for the state of California, they've avoided it. They talked bad about it. And the enemy has invaded it and has come through. But like I said, as long as we're here, we're going to pray. And we're already seeing a stirring happening here in California. California is waking up. California for Jesus. People are gathering on the beach. People are getting saved. People are getting baptized in the ocean. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, is moving in this state. Just a week and a half ago, I was preaching in Orange County. The place packed out. People hungry for Jesus. Hungry not just for the Lord, but have a real hunger for the moving of the Holy Spirit. You can go to some places. You can go speak in Texas, Oklahoma. Trust me, I go to those places. And they're so used to church. They've gone to church their whole entire life. They were brought up in church, and they sit there, and they've heard the best messages in the world. And I'm not a person. I love messages. I love the Word of God, but I'm not the best preacher. The thing I'm doing is I want God's presence. I'm kind of like stalling or delaying. I want the Lord to move. You know, if you hear me preaching, it won't be the most in-depth speaking. You know, like my grandmother, who's an eschatology teacher, or other people. But I know that's their lane. That's their flow. I got to stay in the flow God has for me. And I'm just like, Holy Spirit, move. I need your presence. I need to sense that your anointing. Hallelujah. Some people go, I preach by faith. And I do too, but I need a little bit of, I need the Lord to move, start touching people in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So, and there's people, like I said, Oklahoma and Texas and all that, they've heard the best sermons and they can sit there, but them yielding to the Holy Spirit is a totally different story. Totally different. They have, you can say they have the head knowledge. But when the Lord is moving, you tapping into that. I was like that. I was brought up in church, ministry, family. I was around all the ministers, and they would pray for me. And the whole time, I'm saying, you're not going to push me down. I would have a stance there. You're not going to push me down. What? Me not yielding. But as you yield to Him, as you yield to the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, just have your way in my life. I need you. It's an act of meekness. It's an act of humility. Lord, I need you. I need you. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you. Show yourself strong in my life. Why? Because it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. You can have all the power you want. You can have all the strength you can handle, but it's not that. It's the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. He will make a way for you where there is no way. You can trust in Him. You can trust in Him. You don't have to look to people. You trust in God, and you just have a knowing in your spirit. God has my back. I'm a son of the Most High God. He will make a way for me where there is no way. I've been in meetings. Destiny and I, we felt led to go to this one conference in October. We sat in the back, but the best way I could describe it, there's thousands of people. I sat in the back. I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, Brandon, you're not here to meet ministers. You're here to meet me. And you know, there is that, you know, where people want to be seen, and I get that, and go to the front and all that. But I'm in the back, and I'm worshiping the Lord. And it was like, the best way I could describe it, it was like I could sense the hand of the Lord on me. And I sense that sometimes. And this is what it is. Brandon, I got you. My hand is on you. God's hand's on all of us. And I can sense it sometimes in a powerful way where I just like, it's like a knowing. I can sense God's hand on me. And there at that meeting, we were there not even 10, 15 minutes. Someone recognizes me. They go, we watched California Prayer Meeting. And they said, do they know you're here? I'm like, and the guy, I was trying to stop the guy. He just runs off, tells the ushers. And I get, next thing you know, I'm getting pulled to the front, my wife and I. And Pastor Allen, their pastor's from Olympia, Washington. They fly down for this prayer meeting every month. And his wife, Tamron, they're pastors, they're evangelists, they do it all. What a blessing. Thank you guys for coming, being a part. Hallelujah. Precious, dear friends of mine. So we go to the front, and that minister, that pastor was there towards the end of the service. He was about to close out, calls us out, prays for Destiny and I. Then we see ourselves that day eating lunch with him, the next day eating lunch with him, and the next day, only God, only the Lord. Why am I telling you this? Because the hand of the Lord is upon you and I, all of us. He will make a way where there is no ways. He will do things in your life that you cannot do yourself. It's not by your might. It's not by power. It's by thy Spirit. It's the anointing of God. And as we say yes to Him and we do whatever He tells us to do, He will open up doors. He will make your life a blessing. We don't do it for man's approval. We do it for God's approval. He is well pleased. I'm not going to get frantic what's happening in our country, California. No, this is the Lord's, and we're going to pray, and we're going to believe God, and we're going to have a thing that we call faith, where we just have faith, and we trust in Him, and we know what God has done in the state of California. He's going to do it again. because with God, the greatest days are not behind you, they're ahead of you. We don't serve a God that's always stuck in the past, saying, did you see what I did in 1904? Did you see what I did in Wells? Did you see what I did in Azusa Street? Did you see what I did in the Argentina revival? No, God's saying, yeah, I did some things, but you haven't seen nothing yet. And I want to be part of that move. I want to go with the flow. I want to be that yielded vessel for the Lord. I was reading a long paragraph about Catherine Kuhlman, and she said this. She goes, you know what? I know where Catherine Kuhlman like gave her life to the Lord. She said, I was in a church in Missouri. She said, I had nothing to give. She said, I wasn't talented. There was nothing special about me, but she said this. I told God, I said, God, I will love you with all my heart. And if you can do something with that, then do it. And then she made this comment. She said, God's not looking for golden vessels, silver vessels. He's looking for yielded vessels. Just to yield to the Lord. Not to be a spiritual know-it-all, just saying, Lord, have your way. Speak through me. I need you. And what God has done here in this state, it's coming back forth again in a greater way. Miracles, signs, and wonders, where the power of God will shake the state of California and America, because that's what's going to save America. That's what's going to save California. It's not just a preacher. It's not a message. It's the power of God. It's an outpouring, an awakening to God where the sinner shake and tremble and say, whoa, I need to give my life to the Lord. That's what's going to change people's hearts, the power of God. Hallelujah. Not another message being preached to them, but the presence and the glory of the Lord. The guy cutting my hair, I was talking to him today. He's definitely not the most church guy for sure, but he told me, he said, when you come in here, something happens. I sense love and I sense power. He says, you're doing the right thing. He said some other words, but that's just the way he described it. Hallelujah. That we be that vessel. Let the Lord use us. Like Jesus, he was imparting while he was on the cross still. He's going through the most torture with his hands and his feet nailed, and with the sinner crying out. He said, hey, he accepted the Lord as the Savior? What? He's not like, hey, I'm going through this, dude, really? No, he's imparting. How can I help you? What can I do? Showing, letting the Lord use your life like that. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for the state of California. A cry, Lord. We cry out for you, Lord. Do it again. That's what the word in Hebrew, the word testimony, really broken down, means do it again, God. And that's what we cry out. Lord, do it again in a greater way. Move across this state. Move across this country, America, that wickedness will not prosper, that he that sits in the heavens laughs. We laugh at uncertainty. We laugh at calamity. We laugh at evilness, destruction, whatever they're trying. We laugh at it. We thank you, Lord. We don't let nothing steal our joy. We let nothing steal our joy. The wind of heaven. Thank you for the wind. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. That he'll take us, as we're people of prayer, he'll take us to places and we'll pray for things we never prayed before. An acceleration in this time. Acceleration, that's what I'm sensing right now. I just sense like a kid running and the wind blowing crosses back and just pushing that kid. That's what's happening to us. There's an acceleration happening in our lives tonight. It starts tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For he's good. He's everything. He's our everything. Praise you, Jesus. That we preach the word of God. That's what Paul said to Timothy. In the last days, there's going to be things happening. There's going to be a lot. This is the signs of the last day. Scoffers, unholy, all the list. We all know it. But what does Paul say? Preach the word. We are people of the word. We preach the word of God. We preach the word. And we're people of prayer. The word and prayer go together. There's lots of people that preach the word and have no prayer. Then there's lots of people that have lots of prayer and no word. They have to go together. You preach the word of God. I was preaching these last couple trips I've been on. There's been people that had unclean spirits come out, cry out to me as I'm preaching. What do I do? Do I pray for them? No, I preach the word. I speak to them. I don't say, oh, bless your heart. Let's lift them up. Lord, I thank you for this person. Lord, I know they're having a bad day. No, there's a confrontation. What do I do? I use the word. In Jesus' mighty name, what? That razor sharp sword of the Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, you have to go. As we're directed by the Holy Spirit, we speak the word, we preach the word, and we pray. It goes together. That's our foundation of the church, the word and prayer. Hallelujah. I want to read this scripture. It's kind of stirring in my heart. Praise you, Jesus. It's 1 John chapter 3. We'll look at verse 5. I just love this passage so much. It says this, and you know, that's pretty confident. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and you know that he was manifested, who? Jesus. He was manifested, what? To take away our sins. And in him is no sin. That's why Jesus was manifested. That's what we've been celebrating. He was manifested for one purpose, to take away our sins, to defeat the devil. We were no place to defeat the enemy, but one person who was Jesus, and that's what he did. Hallelujah. That's why you don't have to go through this life, serving the Lord, loving the Lord, going to church, and then you have all this darkness and stuff bothering you and you can never kick it. No, because Jesus was manifested, that's what he was, to take away our sins. And it says this in verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, what purpose? The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He was manifested to take away our sin, yes, and he did. Spotless Lamb of God. But he was also manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Of the devil. Anything that steals, kills, and destroys. Jesus was manifested to destroy that. Destroy poverty. Destroy sickness. And we give it no place in our life. Destroy the works of the devil. Now, I was praying today and this came up in my heart. He said, Brandon, an outpouring to God, or you could call it an awakening or even revival. He said, Brandon, that destroys the works of the devil. That destroys also religion. A true move of the Holy Spirit, a move of God, destroys some things. It shakes up some things. Hallelujah. That's what we need. That's what's already happening now, but we're going to see it in such a great way. God has a calling on this state and has a calling on America. And it's fueled by the word, but also by prayer. Prayer is the gasoline to that fire. I've been around men of God who God used in the Brownsville revival, a revival that happened for 5 years straight. They met 6 days a week, only had one night off. They had like 5 or 6 million people come in those 5 years. True move of God. So many people came. They would have them out in the hallways. They would have them out in the second building, a cafeteria. They had to replace the carpet every like 2 months because the carpet would get destroyed. I've been around that pastor, and he told me prayer fueled it. And I was talking to another man who was really involved in that. He said, Brandon, it was a true move of the Lord. He said, I remember I would go and I would sit in the back. And he said, the glory of God, the presence of God was so strong I couldn't stand up. He said, there was times I couldn't even get a seat. I'd be out in the hall. He said that one time I waited in line from like 5 a.m. in the morning all the way to the night service, and I barely got in the hallway. And he said it was the glory of God was so intense. And he said, I wasn't there to hear a message. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. He goes, I wasn't there to hear worship. He said, I was having an encounter. It was the glory. It was the presence of God. That's what people need. And it comes by prayer, and it comes by the word. It's all through the word. True moves of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, just the other day, we were in Pittsburgh, and we went to a baseball game. And we were walking home from the baseball game, and Pastor Alan texts me, who's here, and he goes, Brandon, are you part of this live stream Zoom service? I said, yeah, I think so. He said, they announced it. I didn't really know. They announced that you're going to be praying on it. So I rushed back to the hotel room. I got my computer out. Him and I are texting. I turn it on. It's like my laptop was like less than halfway battery life. I'm like, Destiny, do you have the charger? No, I forgot it. I said, okay, Lord, help me, Lord. Turn the brightness real low. But what it was a call that I was a part of, and it was celebrating the 116th year of the Azusa Street Revival. And it was, what, over 500 ministers? A little over 500 ministers were a part, all praying, pastors preaching, talking about what? The state of California. That's all their focus was on. They are from other countries, even had translators, and their focus was on this, Los Angeles, California. And they were praying, and they were crying out, God, move in this state. And now here I am a part of it. I didn't really know I was supposed to pray, but I'm a part of it. I closed out the whole meeting. They threw it to me, and I talked about what we're doing here and praying for California, and we need another outpouring of the Holy Spirit, an encounter with love. That's who he is. People need to encounter him. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. That's what I did. I just prayed. Encounter with the Lord. Encounter with love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for this state. We thank you for California. Hallelujah. Fire, fresh fire over this state. No wicked plans will prosper. No wicked plans will prosper. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Just let him pray through you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that all your needs are met. People here watching online, all your needs are met. The need meter is in the house. Hallelujah. Every bit of struggle gone. Every bit of worry gone. Hallelujah. The body of Christ rising up. Arise, arise to the place. Arise to the place that you're called to sit. Arise to the place of victory. To rise to the place of relief. To rise in the place, this is what I hear in my heart, to rise in the place where I'm seated in heavenly places. Arise to that place where you will not let nothing steal your joy. Joy, joy, joy. Arise to that place. So I thank you, Lord, the body of Christ, to rise up to that place, that we rise up to the place as soldiers in the army, sons and daughters of God, that we rise up to the place, see things the way you see things. Let our focus be on you. Let our focus be on you. I thank you you're moving across this state. People are having encounters with you, Lord. We don't focus on what we can do. We focus on what you can do. And God, you are a God. Nothing's impossible for you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fuel to the fire. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for this state. Thank you for endurance. Thank you, Lord, for giving us endurance. Thank you, we won't be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap. We will see the reaping. We will see the reaping. We will see the outcome. We will see the breakthrough. Let California be a sign and wonder to America. Let California be a sign and a wonder to the world. Let people say, wow, God's hand is on that state. Let churches be built. Let missionaries be sent forth. Let that fire keep falling. Let it burn, burn, burn here in this state. Hallelujah. More, more, more. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we give ourselves to prayer. That prayer will rise back up how it was back in the older days. A sweeping, Lord, a sweeping, a sweeping. That we consecrate ourselves to you tonight. That we consecrate ourselves to you, a fresh, new consecration to you, God. To you, that we be used by you in a way. Anything that we're holding on to, we let it go. A letting go. A letting go. Thank you, Jesus, for you are good. You're good, Lord. Whoa, whoa. Hallelujah. What a relief. I thank you for courage. Thank you for your presence. You will not lack for any good thing. The way maker. The way maker. The way maker. Angels watch over us. Angels protect us everywhere we go. For the hand of the Lord is upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. More, more, more. Out of our innermost being flows rivers of living water, that we let those rivers of living water flow from us, that we be a constant flow, that we stay in that river, that we stay in that place. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you love the Lord? I love the Lord. I love him. I love him. you, Jesus. He will watch over us. That our focus is on Him. That our focus is on Him. Yeah, there's, you know, people have things they say about California, even this America, what's going on, but our focus is not on what they say. It's not on the negativity. It's on what is our focus is on what God says. And He's saying, hey, if you humble yourself and you cry out to me, I'll move. My focus is on that. We put our focus on that. I want to read this scripture. It's in Genesis. We're about done. Oh, look at this, is just good right here. Genesis chapter 17. This isn't part I was going to say, but I just want to say it. Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Says this, Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. I believe that's going to happen to us. Promises that God gives us, things that we see God tells us, things He tells us to do, we'll see it come forth. It'll be so big that we just fall on our face and laugh like, only You, God. Only You. Only You. So this is it, Genesis chapter 15, verse 3. And Abram said, behold to me, thou hast given me no seed, and no one to born in my house and my is my heir. He has no heir. There's no way he can have a kid naturally. Impossible. But it says this, verse 5, and he, who, God, brought him forth abroad, and told Abraham, look towards heaven, and you see the stars, if you're able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord. From that moment, he believed in the Lord. Naturally, it was impossible. His focus was on himself. There's no way. It's impossible. But what God does is He pulls him out and says, look upon the stars. Put your focus on me. And it says, from that moment forward, he believed in the Lord. My prayer for all of us is our focus is not on any negativity, what the enemy is trying to do. Instead, we laugh, we speak the word, we continue to pray, and our focus is on what God is doing in this state, what God is doing in America, not just in the state of California, not just in America, but in your life, that He moves in your life. I was preaching recently, and I started talking about, I was ministering in California. I was talking about you guys praying and contending for the state of California, and I heard the Lord stop me. I just had a knowing, and He said this, Brandon, I'm contending for them right now. There's some of them in this place right now. They're not in a place to pray and contend for California, but let them know I'm contending for them first. Not anything in our strength, us, but you know, contending, but the Lord using us, the Holy Spirit using us to contend. I was one time sitting with a man of God, a minister, Brother Mario Murillo, and we were talking, and he said, Brandon, I see God on you, His presence, and God's using you. And I told him this. I said, I'm so hungry. This is what I told him. I'm hungry for the Lord, and I just want the Lord to use me. And I started telling him miracles, signs and wonders, the gifts of the Spirit, how God's using you. That I'm just hungry for the Lord. I listened to messages, and at the time I wasn't really preaching at all much. And he said, Brandon, those are not your desires. Those are God's desires in you. So your desires in your heart, they're not just your desires. That's God's desires in you to be in a place to be used by Him. But He's contending. Ultimately, He's contending for you tonight. To give Him your all. When you give Him your all, He'll put those desires He has for California, America, your life, your loved ones. He'll put that burning desire in your heart, and you pray from that place. thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this time. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Thank God you guys came tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Pastor Allen, you want to come up here and whatever, I know, I feel like you have something on your heart, whatever it is. If not, then that's cool. I know he already has something. I know he has something.
Just here being painted and smeared and rubbed in by the anointing. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. So good to be seated in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus is so wonderful. When John was under pressure, severe pressure, he said, you know, go and ask Jesus if he's the one. Many people that are watching, when they're under pressure, they're looking, what is it? And Jesus said, hey, you go tell them what you both see and hear. And there's people here tonight that'll be used mightily by the Lord, that'll be used in the gifts of the Spirit that will flow. If we have faith in God, you know, our success is measured by our obedience to the call of God. And so people are looking for the answer. The solution is Jesus. The solution is in being a carrier of the anointing. So I just sense that people are being set free, that they're being painted and smeared in their homes, wherever they're watching tonight, that God's meeting with them, that the presence of the Lord is coming upon you, and that you'll be a vessel, as we heard about earlier, that would be yielded to the things of God, that would be willing to speak out with a boldness in the things of the Spirit and to be used by God in the things that he would have done that only he can do, not the hand of man, but the hand of God, you were saying earlier. And so the people are watching right now. If you just receive from the anointing of heaven, allow God to touch you and put a new pep in your step to encourage you. Be bold in the things of the Spirit. Yield yourself to him. Give yourself to him. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You speak to the mountains of doubt and unbelief in your life and begin to allow the Lord to use you. He will move upon you. He will encourage you to speak out and step out and allow him to be seen through you, that your hands and your feet will be used in the kingdom, that the words that come out of your mouth will be the word of the Lord. It will be at the right time, and that lives will be transformed, the souls will come into the kingdom, and that out of this place in California, lives will be transformed. From this meeting tonight, we see people being loosed in the name of Jesus, being set free, being carriers of the anointing, that the presence of God comes upon you where you're at, and you begin to operate at a new level, seated in heavenly places. We speak to those things. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds through the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, that you have equipped us and called us to do this work. I thank you, Lord, that California will be shaken with an awakening, that sinners will come crying out for the presence of God, save, that Lord, you will do a mighty work. I thank you that those who are carriers of your Spirit here in this place tonight will begin to be used in a new way, in an increased way, Father, that the anointing in their life, that the capacity on the inside of your people will I thank you, Father, that you do the work that only you can do. We speak to those who feel discouraged, that they say it's over, they think it's over, but Father, I thank you that that you encourage people tonight, that those who feel like they're trapped in their house, but you are not trapped at all, that you are the greater one on the inside of them, and that they can do what you can do sitting in their house, that they can begin to pray and yield themselves and give themselves the measure that you've given them to this, to come together and believe for California to be shaken with the power of God. I thank you, Lord, that you're igniting those saints in their house tonight, those prayer warriors, that they begin to be encouraged at a new level, that they press in like never before to see this thing move forward in the name of Jesus. We see revival taking place, the West Coast being lit up by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, that you're doing a great work in this place, and that we see the hand of God, signs and wonders and miracles begin to flow out of the people that are listening to this message tonight, that they will see, and that testimonies will come back, that out of California's prayer meetings, Father, revivalists are beginning to be birthed, that there's revivalists for this century, young people being set ablaze by the power of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Say, that's me, Lord. I want you to raise your hand and say, that's me, Lord. I'm part of that. I'm part of those revivalists. I'm part of the fire. I'm part of that. I'm that flame, the burning flame. You know, in the upper room, it says there was, 120. It says they had cloven tongues of fire above their heads. People talk about it. It said someone was saying this, everyone has their own fire, and it's different from everyone else's. Your fire. And we all come together, and we're that burning flame. Hallelujah. The source of the fire is Him. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the fire. The West Coast being lit up. The West Coast, the best coast. Fire God burning all across the country. Churches being reignited. People discouraged being reignited. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That's me, Lord. That's me. Every day, you say, you look at yourself in the mirror. God, that's me. That's me. Like God found David, God will find you. He will ignite you with the fire. You'll burn bright for Him. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for California prayer meeting. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for what you did tonight. Bless the people that came. Bless the people that came, Lord, the people watching online. Jesus' name. I want to give this opportunity. If you want to be a part of California prayer meeting, you want to sow into it and give into it, you can. What God has called us to do and what you're doing, you're sowing into California. And this prayer meeting, and you're sowing most importantly to the Lord. You're not just giving your money away, you're giving it unto God. And when you do that, He will make sure all your needs are met. Our number one expense, my wife and I, you could say our number one expense is our giving. We live to give. Why? It's everything. You do what He tells you to do. And you sow. And He will make a way for you. I could tell you story after story. Every time we go to a meeting, we always pray, what should we sow? And we'll get together and we'll agree with a certain amount. Why? Because we're given unto the Lord. And we know that He'll provide for us. What He can do with your money is greater than what you can do with your money. You put it in His hand, He'll make a way for you. Yeah. Multiply it. And we were at a meeting and Destiny goes, so we gave the money and then the next night she goes, I think we need to double it. I said, okay, God, I'm really trusting you. We doubled it. Then there was a time where we sowed and they were giving the offering and I said, Destiny, what should we give? And I told her amount and she goes, no. And I told her another amount. She said, no. She goes, you're going to think I'm crazy. And we gave it. But I let me tell you, when we gave it, I didn't just say, I'm giving it to that guy and that ministry. I said, I'm giving this to you, Lord. You know that how we could use this money, but I'm giving it unto you, God. And it talks about that in Proverbs. When you're a giver, it more will come. When you give, I can read it to you. When you give, Proverbs 11:24, given freely, it says this. When you give freely, not grudgingly, not you have to. If you ever feel like that, don't give. Never give. There's no pressure to give. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. When you give freely, expectant, joyful, giving unto the Lord, you will become more blessed. Like I said, your money will go places that you can't go. It will create opportunities for you that you naturally cannot do. We were in Pittsburgh. We got invited to a baseball game. We went to the baseball game. We got blessed with tickets, blessed with the hotel. Beautiful hotel. I could walk right to the stadium. And we go to the game, and I didn't know where to go, so I asked the guy, I showed him our tickets, and he goes, oh my, you're at the home plate club. So we go to the home plate club, we walk in, they had a person escort us upstairs to this beautiful dinner. They got us a table, they said it's all you can eat, enjoy yourself, steak, shrimp, pizza, ice cream. I got lots of, I was like a kid, like, oh, more sprinkles, I got an ice cream cone, tons of, oh, the best of the best. I said, this is the way to do it. And then they said, let us know when you're ready to go to your seats. So we told them, okay, we ate a lot, okay, I'm ready to go to our seats. So they take us down the stairs into this other room, and the other room had hot dogs, pretzels. It had nachos. It had, looked like a store, a bunch, all the candy, all the pop, soda, whatever you call it, all there, coffee. And they said, oh, also this is yours too. Whatever you want, just grab, all throughout the game. Then they took us to our seats. We walked down right behind home plate. You couldn't get any closer. The only thing in front of us was the net to catch the fly balls. Thank God for that. Because there were some wild pitches that hit that net. You couldn't get any closer. I'm like, wow, God, thank you. And went back, you know, to our hotel, and I called my mom and told her. And she said, Brandon, it's because you give. She said, your giving sets you up for that. Naturally, there's no telling how much that would cost, and I wouldn't do that. But God says, you take care of me. You give, and I'll make ways for you. I'll create opportunities for you that naturally you can't. And I was like, wow, that's good. I didn't think about that. My giving created me that opportunity. And now, you know what my mindset was? After I experienced that, I told Destiny, I said, I want to take her brothers to a game like that. So I started looking up how much tickets were. What? I want them to experience that. I want to give. I want them to experience. They love, you know, Dodgers and stuff. I want them to sit like that. That's how our God is. Hallelujah. So there's many ways to give. You can text to give to that number. Give on our website, hisnameministries.com. If you want to give here, you can. There's a bucket in the front. After we close in prayer, you can give to the front. Give. Can Destiny hear me? Is she out there somewhere? My wife. She's somewhere. It's fine. Well, thank you guys for being a part. California Prayer Meeting. You can come up here, Des. You can see my wife and my daughter. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. No. Say hi. Amen. You want to pray over the offering?
Yes. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for this time that we had together, and we just lift up this seed into California, and we thank you for your plan. It's being fulfilled. Thank you for using us to pray and to come together to lift up California. We plead your blood over it, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' mighty name. And those that came and those that watched, those that sowed, bless them, Father, in all areas of their life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for being a part of California Prayer Meeting.
Our next prayer meeting will be actually in June, because we're leaving next week for over a month. So we will be gone, but June 2nd, in June? Yeah, maybe we'll do two, Thursday and Friday. But save the date, June 2nd, maybe June 3rd. Yeah, so we're excited. We're going to go to visit his family in Branson, and we're going to be speaking out there a couple times, so we're excited for that.
Well, thank you guys for being a part. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.